Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragala. Welcome to this saga of teenage rhyming and involuntary digital penetration. Let's get it on.
Whoa.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Okay.
Let's start off hot. Come on.
We can't start off talking about penetration.
It happened.
Okay. I understand. I know. There was a sound effect. That
was
gross.
This movie
was
crazy.
Okay. If this is your first week with us, welcome.
If this
is not your first week with us, welcome back.
Thank you.
Sorry about the weird break.
Yeah.
We had virtual live show to prepare for.
I had a towning to do. I had to go to, it was a lot.
Not much of an excuse, but it's fine.
It's what we can do.
Yes.
We do what we can do.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get it on.
Thank you for being here.
Let's bring it on. Yeah.
Thank you for being here with us to watch and relive these tales in painful and excruciating detail. Thank you for all of your Apple Podcast reviews. Thank you for your Patreon donations. Thank you for being you.
Even more helpful.
We do bonus episodes on Patreon.
Yes.
At least twice a month. And we talk 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah, except for last month.
Sorry about that.
We talk about 90 Day Fiancé, other trashy reality TV shows. We play games. We actually made fucking games.
Such good games.
We play Plotsy, where James has to tell me what he thinks a movie is about, having never seen the movie or know what the movie is about.
Just a poster.
Just a spoiler alert, a lot of people get stabbed
it's a violent world
of the
out
movies.
There.
You know? It is, truly. We do watch a lot of the first 48.
It happens.
And I also made a fucking board game, and
which
it's called Make Your
amazing.
Own Rom-Com,
yeah.
And it's amazing. It's a good time. James had to try to write a movie based on Dictator Dolly. So
Dictator Dolly, Drew Barrymore being a mermaid cab driver in the 1960s. Yeah. There's a lot of wrenches thrown in there,
and I have to figure it out,
and you have to figure it out. It's fun.
The last time we convened, we watched Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Oh,
James,
God. That's what
such
did it.
Good news for you.
No, I know. People have
told us. We have one more movie that's been already done. Okay.
There's
and
more.
Then there's a new movie.
Okay. Aren't we done with Twilight now?
No.
Come on.
And I saw that.
Come
on. Hold on.
No.
Stop.
No. I'm done.
Hold on. It gets better. Are you ready?
No.
I read somewhere. I don't know. But I read that Scott Eastwood auditioned for the Robert Pattinson role.
I just hope somebody turns into like a bird this time. It's like their clothes explode and they just start flying. That would be amazing.
Yeah, like they turn into like a weird eagle person.
Like a pterodactyl or some shit.
Yeah. Stolen by an eagle.
Stolen by an eagle.
Okay. This week, we watched Bring It On.
We sure did.
I love this movie.
How? This movie's goddamn.
What do you mean, how?
It's really grating. Yeah, it's a really annoying
James,
movie.
James, I can't even believe that you would say that, okay? Number one, it's bitchin'. Number two, it's cute.
No, it's neither.
And it's popular to boot. It's... Are you ready, James? We watched Bring It On.
Oh, we did.
From the year 2000.
It's the most 2000 movie that's ever 2000.
Yes.
It's
one
so
hour.
2000.
All they needed was inflatable furniture from Limited 2.
This movie is to 2000 what Saturday Night Fever is to 1977.
Yes.
Like it's the same. It's that much encompassing it. It's wild.
1 hour and 38 minutes, starring Kirsten Dunst, Gabrielle Union, and Jesse Bradford for some reason.
Throw him in there.
I Don't understand how he is top billed on everything and the most useless character in the entire movie. We did not need his character, and we did not need the little brother character. Both of them were worthless. Yeah.
The little brother character was just a carryover from 80s movies.
Yeah.
He was like the Back to the Beach kid or something. Like that's how he acted. Every movie from the 80s had the teenage daughter had a... It's like Stranger Things. It's that sort of thing.
Snotty little brother.
Snotty little brother farts on her and... this movie is fucking so bad.
Okay, by the way.
You're like, we need a humor break. How about a kid farts on another kid? All right, good. Yeah, we'll write that
James
in.
James was laughing because my fart noise was spectacular.
That was a good fart noise.
Thank you.
You brought the fart noise.
Okay. I would you say I brought it on?
You brought the fart noise on.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
Yeah.
IMDb description. A champion high school cheerleading squad discovers its previous captain stole all their best routines from an inner city school and must scramble to compete at this year's championships. Correct.
Well, that happened. Yeah, I can't argue with it. At least it's not bullshit.
Whoa. There are a lot of taglines.
Yeah, this is one of those movies where it's...
Well, it's cheerleading. So everything's a tagline. Okay. So one of them is, her parents don't get it. Her boyfriend says, forget it. The friends who voted her in now regret it.
Oh, God.
But does she got game? Bet on it.
Enough rhyming!
Backstabbing, spotlight grabbing, secret blabbing. A cheerleader's life is all that.
Oh, God, help me. Make the rhyme
That's kind of like the mafia.
Make the rhyming stop. The cheerleading, this is one of those...
Hate them because they're beautiful? Well, they don't like you either.
No. Another one. It's one of those secret society movies again where it's like, you know, the world of cheerleading. I don't know if it's true or not or if they just made this shit up, but it's...
May the best moves win. I'd love to see that in a bathroom.
May the best moves win. Who's got the best movement? That's what I'm looking for. Who's got the best movement in the restroom?
Come witness my regularity.
Nah.
My body is a machine.
I've had prunes this morning. Now I'm a,
I've had prunes tonight.
Oh, I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it with the rhyming
Winning
anymore.
Isn't everything. It's the only thing.
Al
it's amazing
Davis
what some
one.
Girls will do to get on top and stay there. Hello. 1, 2, 3, cheer. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
The fun fact is the high school's name, Rancho Carne, can be translated as meat ranch.
Which makes sense because that's what you do on a ranch is have meat raised
so
cattle and
what
shit.
A weird
or other
high
meat.
School name.
Yeah, well, maybe it was a former
branch,
I assume.
So one thing I will say that is true about the cheerleading universe is that I used to be a gymnast and I despised when the cheerleaders came to open gym on Saturday because all they did was their dumb little tumble tricks and they just took up the fucking long trampoline.
Okay.
I appreciated them wanting to work on their craft. Thank you for wanting to be good at what you do. Get off of my tumble track.
It's like holding a karaoke night at a comedy club. People are coming and
or
singing.
Like,
hey, you get to use the mic, but
you
didn't earn
it. Open skate.
Yeah.
And you just got a bunch of dipwads fucking rolling around on the outside. And then the inner circle is for the good ice skaters. And they're all just sitting there like, I'm going to fucking break my ankle because Tyler wanted to take his girlfriend to go ice skating.
Yeah. So you have an immediate like a little adversity with cheerleading at this point. You know, but you don't
Here's
like
the deal.
The people.
Yes.
They take up gym room.
Yes. Okay. I don't like it when anybody bothers me. So
Fair.
As long as they're not bothering me, not a big deal.
Okay. All right.
So I'm on the tumble track. I'm trying to perfect my moves.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't care. They can do whatever they want. It's not a big deal.
What would you call cheering? Because like gymnastics is like gymnastics. And then what is cheer? It's like dancing. It's like part
well,
sort the
spirit
of gymnastics.
Fingers guy says that it's a small subset of dancing.
Okay. So it's dancing with like some backflips in it and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So fair. With some tumbling.
Some tumbling.
Coordinated tumbling.
All right. Fair.
Okay.
Good.
So we begin the movie with a dream cheerleading sequence. All right. So there's this big, it's the big number. Everybody knows this fucking song that's my age. I'm sexy. I'm cute. I'm popular to boot.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm bitchin'. Great hair. The boys all love to stare. Should we? Oh, it's, you know what?
No. I don't know. We can't read too much of it probably for.
Well, it's fine. I'm
for
gonna
copyright
have,
reasons, maybe.
I'm going to have James
read
it.
And it's terrible.
I'm going to have James read it. He's going to read it in a super deep voice.
It was, yeah. It would be, that's not how it was said in the movie.
I dominate this school.
Everything in the movie was very much in a pitch.
Yeah.
In a window shattering pitch.
But this is definitely a high school cheer talking about humping and possibly doing speed. I swear I'm not a whore.
I was going to say, like, she does make it very clear that they, I assume the whole group that she's speaking for are not in fact whores.
Yeah.
So that's nice to know.
This is super creepy because it's a bunch of high school girls and they're like spanking themselves. And And then once you find out that it's Kirsten Dunst's dream, you're like,
It's a little weird. It's like you could see it from like an NBA dance team or something. You know what I mean? Like of adult women. You're like, what are you dreaming about, Kirsten Dunst? But she's topless at the end.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is a dream because she comes. She's in the cheerleading. You know, go Toros, way to go! And she comes back up nude. So
and
it's a dream, bad dream.
And
wake
she's
up.
Embarrassed, and all the guys are jeering at her. And I'm like, they would be like, everyone would be
oh,
like,
oh no, a hot. Blonde girl has no clothes on. No
teenage
one's
boy, I don't care if she's hot, blonde, doesn't matter. Boobs. Look, there's boobs. Oh, God, it's happening. Fire ass. I'm finally seeing them. You don't care what, who or where they come from.
I knew this day would come.
Oh, God. Amazing. What do I do? This is incredible.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's a bad dream. Wake up. Kirsten Dunst's boyfriend shows up. So he is picking her up to go to school. The parents don't seem to like Kirsten Dunst's boyfriend.
No.
He is driving a Suzuki Rodeo.
Oh, it's a, yeah, it's, you could.
He's zooking it.
Pick it up and carry it with you. Yeah.
And he has a microwave in this vehicle.
Yeah.
And he is picking up Kirsten Dunst and he is blonde. He is, has the biggest eyebrows I've ever seen on a man. Ever.
And he's the cheese dickiest guy I've ever seen in my
life.
He's
the cheese dickiest guy. He wears polo shirts. He wears like Sperry shoes and he's listening to like punk rock music. I mean, I don't mean to judge
he's
a book
real,
by
like,
its cover,
hey.
But the parents are like, oh, he's always, like, you know, peeling out of the thing and he's listening to punk rock music. I'm like, why couldn't he be like a preppy douche? Like I guess maybe that's whatever people look like, James, that might not be who they
are.
He's
just phony. That's why, like, he's always like one person, and as soon as the car pulls away, he's another person. He's got loud music playing. He's peeling out. Meanwhile, he's like, oh, it's okay. Oh, let's not make out in front of the parentals.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a dipshit.
So he is on his way to orientation at college. So he just, like, packed up his dorm. Really nice of him to take Kirsten Dunst to school.
One last ride to school.
Yeah, he's like, okay, I'll see you later. Like,
yeah, going to college now.
So I think that this must be the beginning of her senior year. So
it is.
This is like August, September.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it must be. Which you would think
we were trying to figure
out
the timeline because we never saw Christmas.
Yeah, we think this movie happened from like
August to like
the last week of August through maybe the second week of October. We're thinking maybe because I'm in there. There's no holidays happen. I didn't see Halloween. I didn't see Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they were not talking about like, oh, we have to miss Halloween because
nobody had costumes on at one point while they were flipping around like a witch hat.
There was no Halloween ball.
No Halloween ball to speak of.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Aaron says that college is going to be so much better because it has dorm rooms, and he like looks at her. I was like, oh, gross.
He goes, you're gonna come and it's gonna be, you're gonna come to high school or to college with me next year, and it's gonna be just like high school but with dorm rooms,
but better because dorm rooms.
We get to fuck there.
Yeah. And he was like, I'm gonna be the sophomore and you're gonna be like the hot incoming freshman.
Yeah, it's cool.
This whole movie was disgusting.
the way
that it like sexualized these teenagers, it was gross.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
It's true. No, all of them. You're absolutely right.
The only one that I thought was cute was the gay guy at the end.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't care about that.
That was fine.
They were all fine. Yeah. That's all fine. I'm just saying I don't know if it was the only way it was. I considered it maybe like the sexualization of it not as much as because everybody was a teenager in the, like, there's no adults like.
Yes, there was.
Except for the choreographer. There's no adults. That are really involved with the kids. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
No, it's, that announcer at the end. That
yeah,
was
that
the
was
creepiest
weird.
Thing I've ever
that
heard.
That was weird. It seems like it's made for teenage girls is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
But still.
Weird.
Yeah. Oh, God. The whole fucking thing creeps me out. It's so creepy.
So Big Red is the team captain. And
she looks 30. She's like the Rizzo of the group.
Yeah. And she does not seem to be much liked in amongst the squad.
No.
So the Courtney and Whitney.
She's a total twat. There's no way to like her.
Well, of course. She puts the itch in bitch.
You could say that, sure.
And then they said that she, they're like, oh, she's awful. Like, she puts the itch in bitch. Like, she's a robot, you know, da 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 da. And they said that, like, she has testicles. And I'm like, listen, you just have a lot of trophies.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on.
So whether or not she sucks, like, she got you a lot of trophies.
Yeah. You could say whatever you want about her.
You should be, I mean, obviously they didn't know. But since she stole all the routines, then you should be like, wow, she sucks. I feel like all of our trophies are frauds.
Yeah, she's a thieving asshole. Yeah. That's the main problem with her. Yeah.
So I get it. You're saying the right things, but for the wrong reasons. Because according to you right now, you have trophies.
Yeah.
So she's great. And then once you learn more about her, then you're like, wow. What an asshole.
Yeah. Okay. You're a real asshole. This movie has so many weird.
Yeah.
It's just such a strange movie. I don't know. It's made for teenage girls, but obviously not made by teenage girls,
no.
Right? And how old is Kirsten Dunst in this? Because she played a teenager for like a 10-year period.
She looks very young.
But she always looked young.
Okay.
I don't know.
So Kirsten Dunst has been made captain, and she's been captain for few minutes.
Yeah.
And she's already challenged them to do this super difficult move. And she's like, come on, I believe in us. And, you know, a bunch of 5, 6, 7, 8. And long story short, one of the gals falls and breaks her leg in 3 places.
Yeah, she's in a neck brace and shit.
Yeah.
And she's the perky one.
Yeah, so she gets sent to the hospital.
Fair enough.
And all these cheerleaders are so mean. Like, they are the meanest people to each other. They're not even friends. They don't like each other.
No, they have like all one-liners back and forth. It's like Rodney Dangerfield's writing their material back and forth with each other. Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something, honey. Like,
we didn't check to see who wrote that.
I bet.
Do you think Rodney Dangerfield punched up?
I think he did a little punch up. I don't know if he'd be as a credited writer, but I feel like they sent it. They're like, can you punch up these cheerleaders? Really give them a couple of one-liners. Like some Friar Club it up a little bit back and forth.
Quick question. How many times did they remove the line, I don't get no respect?
That's what I mean. I don't get no respect. Like, okay, cross that out. You're a cheerleader.
We don't want anybody to know that it's Rodney Dangerfield punching up these lines.
Listen here, sweetheart. They'd have to cut that out, too.
So they need to hold tryouts since the carver broke her leg in 3 places. So they need to have tryouts. And when I say these cheerleaders are mean, they are mean.
Yeah,
so they're
nasty.
Like, can't we just wait? Because they need to practice for regionals. And they're like, can't we just wait for Carver to be done, like, you know, healed up?
Yeah.
And Kirsten Dunst says, Carver will officially be cheerleading in the Special Olympics until March.
Yeah, which means she's injured.
She's just injured.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. That's cold.
And the people that... Okay, so Courtney and Whitney, they're two of the cheerleaders, and they want to have Whitney's little sister be the replacement because she's easy to throw around, and
she's
got
tiny
enthusiasm, and, you know, she's pretty obedient, so great.
Yeah.
Like she does the, let's go to Rosanna, huh?
Yeah, but they could probably, like, toss her. She's 4'8",
I think she might be like a freshman
pounds
in high school.
Yeah,
I think
she's
that's
tiny.
What... So the tryouts were filled with crazy people.
Of course. It's an American Idol audition process.
Yeah. One girl is crying because she just broke up with her boyfriend.
One girl's rapping.
One guy's doing a Broadway thing. There's a ballerina.
Yeah, another guy's like doing the robot.
One guy's doing the robot.
It's so stupid.
One girl does like Coyote Ugly audition.
She did, never mind Coyote Ugly, she did fucking ass in your face, I'd like a job at this strip club, I really have to do something to support my 2 kids, my husband just got sent to prison. That's the routine she was doing. My trailer's about to be foreclosed. That's the routine she was doing. She had her ass around, she was like doggy style in dude's face on the table. That's aggressive.
She's
a cheerleading
My Cherry
tryout.
Pie, I think, was playing.
Yes, with Warrant playing in the background. That was really,
so,
you know.
Elijah Dushku shows up, and she's very punk rock looking, and all the cheerleaders are like, yuck. Like, she's got, you know, like a keychain, and she's wearing like these Dickies, and she's got
She doesn't look like high fashion.
She doesn't look like she's bathed in a while. And it seems like this is a pretty upper crusty school. And she's really trying to be like edgy.
Yeah, meanwhile, she's like, listen, I don't care about how I look because like I got bigger things to worry about.
But here's my thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's super punk rock. But she's like, this school has no gymnastics team. This is a last resort. So she's like all punk rock and whatever, but she enjoys gymnastics.
Loves it.
And she's like wanting to participate in school activities.
Fuck yeah. Well, she is like a super rich girl. So, I mean, she's not really like...
Oh, and she also drives a VW Beetle.
Yeah, she's not really like dark. She's just like, I'm going to be different than my corporate parents. Like her and her brother, like, I'm going to be
But they still
different.
Are the same because they're like, totally. I'll join school programs.
Yeah. And he's like, I'll watch every cheerleading meet and practice that's ever existed.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
And he's not like... And Jesse Bradford is Eliza Dushku's brother. For some reason.
Yeah.
And
like Rene Russo in Major League, just worthless and
I
not necessary
don't
in the plot.
Why he's in this movie.
Not necessary.
But anyway.
She has a boyfriend. He's an asshole.
We already have that dynamic.
Yeah. She could empower herself by dumping him, and that shows because that's what she does. It's like a domino effect of her taking control of shit at the end. So she could still have that. Why does she need a kiss at the end?
Her,
who cares?
Her squad believes in her. She believes in herself.
I don't get it.
She fucking did the right thing in finals at nationals. Like why did we need to have Jesse Bradford?
I don't understand.
Anyway,
well when I call him douche bro, by the way, because
Jesse Bradford,
Dushku's brother, so it's douche bro.
Okay.
This is the beginning of. You're going to have to deal with this if you watch this. Just the most gay jokes ever in a movie.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen a movie, even like Once Bitten, which was made in the 80s and which was about teenage guys where they're like, we're homos, we're run brains.
Yeah, this was really like...
Everybody, their first immediate joke is like, well, you're gay. Like, that's the immediate joke and not in such nice terms. It's fucking like, whoa, this is like...
Yeah.
But that's how kids in high school... were in the 90s at least. I mean, it
the
was
worst.
Not to actual. This is the thing though. If anybody said that, like when I was in high school, if anyone actually said that to a gay kid, you'd be like, hey, fuck you, leave him alone.
Yeah.
But you turn to your friend and call him names. Like that's how it was a very weird time.
That's a very weird time.
We were in a very strange time. I don't know.
But,
I don't know.
Okay. So she does a very good job. Everybody's like, they're challenging. They're like, oh, you're a gymnast. So, like, you know, do all the tumbling moves that you do in your sport.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like she's a water polo person.
Yeah.
She's a gymnast. She can do the tumbling.
No one else was told to do backflips on command either. Everyone else just did like a poetry jam and then they leave. Yeah, she gave her like a list of stuff to do. Yeah. I couldn't even remember
front,
the first thing.
Back. He's like, fuck you. I was like, I am a gymnast. I can do that.
Yeah, obviously. Stupid.
Anyway, like she's an 18. I don't know, because is she like Jesse Bradford's twin?
That's what I'm wondering.
Is she a junior?
We can't figure out what
the deal
is with
them. We don't
know
what the age difference is between them.
They never say it either, and it should be.
They never bring it up.
Because is he like a freshman? Is Kirsten Dunst, like, is it a freshman-senior relationship?
No, she's a senior.
I know she is, but is he a freshman?
Eliza Dushku?
No, her brother.
No, because he said...
He says, is he older?
Yeah, he's a senior.
But are they twins?
I know, all he says is that he asked his parents
for a brother, and he got her.
So does that mean...
I don't know what it means.
He's saying that he is a self-aware embryo,
through osmosis
and kinesis, communicating with his mom.
Maybe he's a minute older, and he popped out and said, give me a brother, and then she fell out. I don't know what happened, and I don't know who's in what order of birth here. And I don't know anything about cheerleading, so I'm really lost.
Fallopially transmitting messages to his mother?
I mean, maybe. She could be.
You could do that.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Anyway, so they don't want Eliza Dushku to be part of the cheer squad. They're like, ew, she's gross. And then the other ones are like, well, I think that her sister was best. So
yeah,
it's fine.
And then they go back, they call Eliza Dushku a lesbian 12 times. And then
God. And then she got upset and she ran away. And it was like.
Yeah, it was like they keep calling
her. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
It wasn't even like, okay, she left. Now let's talk about all the applicants and then make a bunch of lesbian jokes. It was like she's standing there and they're like, what a lesbian, right? Right?
Yeah, she can't be on our cheer squad.
She can't be on our cheer squad. She's going to be eating everybody's fucking clam all the time. You know how it works, right? High five. That's how nasty they were.
They were acting like it was really going to be. And it's like, also, hey, What if she doesn't even think you're that hot?
That's the other thing. What do you think that you are? Maybe she's got other things going on.
You're not her type. Don't worry about it.
You don't know what's happening.
Jeez. All right. So anyway, this is the iconic line. It's not a democracy. It's a cheerocracy.
Oh, this is when they turn Smurf and replace the words with cheer for no reason.
So they said that the... Okay. So Kirsten, they're all pissed off about it. Kirsten Dunst runs outside and she's upset because, you know, Missy ran off, Eliza Dushku ran off. So she shows up at Eliza Dushku's house to convince her to join the squad.
Yeah, like ran there.
Like, yeah, she went there in her cheerleading outfit.
Literally.
This couldn't wait.
No.
I thought you were the best, so I want you on my squad.
Yeah. She could have left town already. We don't know.
So I will tell her, I will give her that credence. She did say, you know, it's great that your sister's good. If she's the best, then let's take her.
We'll
but
take
if she's
her.
Not the best, then let's take the best because we want to have the best.
That's fair, man.
We should have fucking standards.
That's what I'm saying. The kid's time will come, but maybe it's not now.
Yeah.
And
your
I'm sorry.
Sister...
She's skewing a little lesbian to me. That's all I'm going to say. I'm surprised they didn't say that.
Man.
That scene has the most... lesbian jokes I've ever heard in a movie.
Oh my
God. In one scene. I was like, wow, this is fucking
so
aggressive.
We find out that Jesse Bradford is her brother here, and she is upset and she tells Eliza Dushku, like, hey, listen, lady, we're the shit. We do cheerleading tournaments. Like, we fucking compete nationally. I've been on ESPN. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, this is exciting. You know, it's awesome when you're at your gymnastics meet, people are cheering for you. Well, guess what? We got the same shit here.
Yeah, you know that. Dun, 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 dun. You're going to hear that so many times.
Yeah.
It's going to get you really jacked
up. Y'all ready
up.
For this?
Yeah. Dun, 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 you know that song, dun, right? Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. How many times they play that at gymnastics?
So she's like, you know what? I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm going to be part of the cheerleading squad because Kirsten Dunst, she's inspiring. She's like Churchill.
Yeah.
She's always inspiring everybody.
Yeah. And then she was like, come in my room and I'll finger you now. And that's when I was like, oh. Everyone knew that didn't happen at all.
No. So
but in this movie, it would be
we're at the first practice and Eliza Dushku is sitting in the stands and the toros are all the meat ranch toros. They're all
meat ranch. Woo! Go meat ranch.
Oh my God. And then the toro part is really fucked up.
Yeah. Kill that fucking bull. Meat ranch.
So they're doing the I said, Burr, it's cold in here one. Eliza Dushku got up and left. She's really upset. She runs out and she goes to get in the car. And Kirsten Dunst runs out and she's like, what the hell? I stuck my neck out for you. And you're just like getting up and, you know, throwing a fit and running outside. Like, what's your problem?
It's your fucking deal, man.
And she's like, I'm not about being a stealer. Like, I'm not with that life.
Up with that, you guys are just jacking shit.
Yeah. So Kirsten Dunst is like, what are you talking about? And Eliza Dushku is like, listen
bitch,
I will take you because obviously we are in high school in a movie. We don't have to be here.
No, clearly
we can just leave for an indeterminate amount of time.
You can just tell the teacher you got stuff going on.
Where do these people live? In Rancho Carne
in San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Eliza Dushku
says, get in the car.
And Kirsten Dunst, get in the VW Beetle, the blue one.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And they drive to East Compton.
2 hours away.
2 hours.
A solid 2 hours. If there's traffic, you're fucked even more.
They have no class that they need to get to.
No. And they don't have to tell anybody. This is a 4 hour round trip.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we'll just, and she doesn't even tell her, hey, by the way, you know, is there anybody you need to tell you?
Call your mom.
Yeah, you got to pee. We're going to be in the car for like 2 hours.
Yeah, because like this was all pay phones and
nobody
had
a cell phone in this movie.
So do you need to call somebody?
Yeah, you like make a call, like, or like I said, change, get something, grab a snack. It's a long ride.
So they go to East Compton. And was this her old school or does she just know about?
I don't know if she's been to gymnastics meets where there's been a crossover pollination with the.
And she's like, I've seen this. Yeah. Okay.
She's aware somehow of the, from being from
that those
LA.
Those were not her routines.
As if there's not a thousand fucking more than that, even more than the thousand high schools in LA. She somehow knew the routine. Exactly of this one.
And she was like, that's not yours.
That's not yours. It's these broads here.
So we go to the East Compton Clovers.
Of course.
And we watch Gabrielle Union.
Yes.
And the other wonderful people.
Ball Horse Squad. They're kicking ass.
It's cold in here.
There
must be some clovers in the atmosphere.
Of course there is.
Kirsten Dunst is like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
this is crazy. I can't believe I'm seeing this. So they go to leave because she's upset. Gabrielle Union confronts them and she's like, oh yeah, you have little Raggedy Ann coming over here.
Yeah.
The camera glued
to her. That 30-year-old cheerleader that comes over with a camera.
What's the worst thing she could do? Tape our routines.
And copy.
And that's what she's doing. And then she's teaching you guys our routines. So fuck you. Fuck your mom.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody.
Yeah.
But especially you.
And your mom, really, because she had you. So
give it to her good.
Fuck her pretty
anyway,
good.
So
send the lesbian in there to
she's
fuck her mom, would you?
Reading the riot act
yeah.
to Kirsten Dunst. And Kirsten Dunst is like having a whole existential crisis about this. And you know what? As she should. So that's good. That's what you want. You don't want her to be a psychopath and be like, it's fine. Like, you know, how do we even know that they didn't steal it from us?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She was just like, oh, shit, they're doing
yeah,
that
damn.
A lot better than we are doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, maybe and, that's.
Yeah. So she's having an existential crisis. Her whole cheerleading life has just been a lie.
It's flashing before her eyes as we speak. Mm-hmm. It's just, oh, man.
She thinks that she is cursed because of the cheer camp, James.
She did it. She built this cheer castle, and now it's crumbling before her.
Her whole cheerocracy is tumbling down.
Cheer stones are falling, and it's not good. It's not good. She's going to drown in the cheer river.
So she thinks that she's cursed because of cheer camp.
Yes, because there's a stick that some. I don't
she
know.
Dropped the spirit stick.
Yeah, spirit
because
stick.
Because Big Red dared her to drop the spirit stick, which sounds like Big Red is not really a nice person.
No,
so
she's
not
a terrible
only
person.
Is she stealing whatever, but she was like, it's totally faux pas to drop the spirit stick. And
you
so I'm
going
to abuse my power and peer pressure you.
Yeah, you should totally
Torrance,
do this.
To do that. So then that way you'll be cursed.
I feel like she's a, and nobody likes her. That's the thing about Big Reg. And later on in the end of the movie when she's there, it's
like.
Did
you call her Big Reg?
Big Red.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Big Reg. I'm going to call her Big Reg from now on.
Okay.
Big Red.
So, Eliza Dushku is also like in her VW Beetle. She's listening to. Almost like a Gin Blossoms type, like
just general late '90s
like,
alternative-y.
I hear it from you.
Yeah, it's like, just kind of whiny. Like I'm a teenager and I'm sad, but I'm in love. You know that shit. It's very '90s style.
This shit's really dark.
Yeah, ding ding. That's strumming.
So Kirsten Dunst has a whole meeting with the cheerleading squad. She's upset and she says that she doesn't want to cheat. Like she's like, we should want better for ourselves.
Yeah.
We should. We should all be outraged that we were hoodwinked.
Let's not be thieves here.
Like this.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, saying that this is my stance. Kirsten Dent's boyfriend is never able to come to the phone because she's trying to be like, did you know about this? Like, and you know, like how come we didn't
she
know
needs
about
some
this?
Moral support.
She is really first 48ing this whole situation.
She's spinning out
she's trying
hard.
She's canvassing the neighborhood.
Yes.
Did you know about this?
Who knew?
Who knew about this? Did my baby do a second degree murder?
Did my baby do a second degree murder?
I love that.
That's the best line ever in the first 48.
Yeah.
A mother of a
mom,
of a murderer.
Yeah, a mom came to grab the... So a grandma came to grab the kid.
Yeah.
Because her daughter was going to be called in for questioning.
But she was getting
and
arrested.
And so the grandma grabs the baby and then she pulls the officer aside and she's crying and she's like, did my baby do a second degree murder?
Which is pretty funny.
Yes.
You got to think
well,
about it.
Well, ma'am.
I mean, tragedy, yes, but you know what? Almost worth it for that comedic moment.
They pick up Eliza Dushku to go to their first football game. They call them like basically practices. Oh, by the way, this was a time... Ladies and gentlemen, so this man Aaron never comes to the phone for Kirsten Dunst, and meanwhile I would be fucking not having a good time at all if I couldn't get a hold of anybody. But Kirsten Dunst is like, "That's fine, I'll just go to the football game."
Well,
he'll call me. He'll call me
before cell phones. That's how people had to live.
Yeah, I know.
It was just like I can't get a hold of him. I guess that I got to go on with my life.
I remember this.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I remember this.
It's a crazy world.
You had to call,
yeah,
and maybe they were home. That was so embarrassing. Now people have to be like, oh, maybe I'll text him. Don't text him. It's so embarrassing. What if you called them and then their mom answered the phone?
Yeah.
And you're like, hi, is so-and-so there?
You had to talk,
then, yeah, you had to talk to somebody's mom.
You had to be ready to talk to a mom on a moment's fucking notice at any point. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Now it's people could just text each other and good
so
God.
Now they're like,
easy.
I'll go get him. And then you're like, the mom totally knows that I have a crush on her son. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah, now it's not.
But now it's like,
and this movie came
I'll
out.
I'll Snapchat him. Fuck you.
Yeah, no one will know. This movie came out
go
in 2000s.
It.
People had cell phones
yeah.
in 2000. They just didn't do anything other than call people on a phone. That was it.
Yeah.
You could just call. But still, people had cell phones.
Yeah.
If you sent a kid to college, you'd probably send them with some shit cheap cell phone. But they couldn't have that in the movie.
This whole car scene on the way to the football game needed to be cut.
Yes, this was.
They're doing like a rundown of what's going on within the
wow.
cheerleading squad.
This is wild.
And like, so it's the, oh God, I don't remember his name. It's Jan, the.
I don't even know.
The one that's no disgusting. And then it's Kirsten Dunst.
There's two male cheerleaders with lines. They're both in the car. Everybody else just stands in the background.
And then it's Eliza Dushku.
Yeah.
And they're kind of giving her the rundown of everybody. Like, you know, they're like, hey, we are so glad that you're on the squad. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the male cheerleader said that they were like, well, I'd rather. I don't remember what he said, but he said, I'm tired of like having to defend my sexuality.
Yeah,
because
yeah, you guys have to do all that. At least you don't have to defend your sexuality because the male cheerleaders, obviously, all the
yeah.
other kids are.
That sucks.
Making fun of them, and that's
yeah.
just how it was.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but in the meanwhile, they're doing nothing but grabbing chicks' asses constantly.
Yeah. But then that guy, Jan, says that he can't help it if a digit slips, and I'm like,
there you go.
Yes, you can.
Well, yeah, he's saying that I guess it's you can't get that kind of a grip, and if there's a slippage, it's going to happen. Like, I guess gravity would take over, and if you're holding someone up a certain way and then they slip somehow.
You would have to have abnormally long arms, correct?
I have no idea where you hold a girl. I'm not saying that this is a correct thing. I'm
okay.
saying what he's trying to purport and what seems to happen in this movie. But it seems like you hold the. From the footage I've seen, they seem to hold them kind of like at the bottom of the thigh.
Yeah.
Not at the under the ass cheek, which is where he would have to be holding her to.
Yeah.
Accidentally slip a thumb in.
Yeah.
So I'm saying I think if there's a major slippage, it's got to go on from sweat.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
No.
But
so there's a lot of weird cuts of this movie. And now we go straight to these football players and they're talking shit to each other and they start to fight. So
yeah.
both sides of the team, like your cheerleaders, the away team is like your cheerleaders are better than you are.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Great. What does that have to do with football?
Great. So they start talking shit to each other. They fight. Then the cheerleaders start fighting too.
With cheers,
the
not
other
with
ones.
Physicality.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's a cheer fight.
It's hurtful.
They have
all the same, James. It's hurtful all the same.
The other school has a very mean message on their underwear.
They put you suck.
Yeah, very
and,
nice.
And the Toros have a great. Comeback, cheer, that's great.
The rich kid anthem.
Yeah.
The rich kid school anthem when
Nothing
they get beat.
Nothing wrong with pumping gas.
No.
That's a job.
I guess so.
It's for the economy.
I don't know. I've always been part of the gas pumping school, so I guess
yeah.
it didn't matter.
So Kirsten Dunst is like weirdly flirting with Jesse Bradford in
She's
the stands.
She's eye-fucking him from the field.
And then there is a sound effect that and Jan is holding up Courtney. And
yeah.
it's like a.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yuck.
It sounds like somebody had half cut open a watermelon and then pulled it the rest of the way. That's what it sounds like. That's the best.
Yuck.
That's the best way to describe it. And then we're like, fuck it, the knife is too dull. Just pull it and it came apart.
Oh. Oh, you didn't have to do that.
That's what you brought it up. I would have cruised by without
Who
even talking
have brought
about
it. Up?
I could have gone without talking about the sound effect. But if you're going to bring it up, let's accurately describe what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's so gross.
We're honest,
oh,
if nothing.
Yuck. It was so gross.
It's
there's a crowd of people, and he's just like, like,
yeah,
ew,
he's like,
yuck.
He, and yeah.
Yeah, ew. Anyway.
And that young man turned out to be Harvey Weinstein. It's very disgusting.
Ugh. Okay. Gabrielle Union and some of the other Clovers show up, And they are doing the routines, so they hear the Toro start the routines, and they finish the routines, but they say it with their high school thing. Just to kind of highlight, like, you guys are a bunch of fucking posers, you guys are copying our
You're hacking me. That's
yeah,
like
you guys are a bunch of fucking hacks.
I'd be like a comic going and finishing the guy's joke, being like, ah, and then
you
and
go
then
there
my
and you watch some guy do your set.
And she peed on the floor. And see, that's the punchline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha.
I knew that was coming.
So they are like, hey, listen, you're all a bunch of hacks. You stole our shit. Y'all ain't shit.
Y'all ain't shit. Right. Exactly. Stole our shit. And you deserve to fucking lose.
And you deserve to be embarrassed on your home turf.
On your home turf and at, more importantly, at the cheer leading, we're going to get you at the cheer, whatever, the regionals, national. Yeah. What is it called? A competition, I guess?
Yeah.
A cheer gathering?
Regionals. A cheer gathering.
A gathering of the cheer. We're going to get you at the gathering of the cheer. So you watch your fucking ass, mister.
One of the only funny lines in this movie is the football players that seem to have their own insecurities about male cheerleading.
Yes.
And they think that if they like cheerleading, then they must have impure thoughts, and it's just like, hey, sir, just live your truth. Anyway, they
There's
said
implicit hand in hand that goes with cheerleading and a love of cock in this movie.
For some reason, apparently,
you can't want to cheer unless you want cock for some reason.
One of the funny lines though that he says is, "Jan's got spirit." Yes, he do. Jan's got spirit. How about you? And Jan's like, "Dude, you just lost." Like,
dude, you just lost.
Don't
that was
fucking
pretty
rub it in my face. Like,
that was good.
I'm good on my team. You're bad on yours. Like, fuck you.
When she found out the routines were stolen, she's making phone calls telling everybody. Her little brother stops her and he says, "Listen, you know, I got to tell you something. It's really important." She's like, "Not more important than this." He's like, "It is. I'm telling you, it's super important." And then he jumps up in the air and like with a boost from the counter and like spreads his legs out and farts on her.
Yeah.
And she chases him away. Right. And he laughs. Ha ha. You needed to hear that. And then she walks back right to where he farted and talks into the phone. I'm like, what are you walking back into the fart cloud for? Why? That's the fart zone.
What are you doing?
Other side of the room now. What are you doing? Sorry,
so,
that bothered me.
We are having a sleepover at Eliza Dushku's house. Earlier, she set the stage for this. She's like, "You're sure your parents don't mind that I sleep over at your house?"
Yeah, it's cool, right?
It's cool, right? And they're laughing about the evening's events.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they bring up that her breath stinks. Like, your breath does not smell that bad.
Yeah, she's like
unless,
a teenage
like,
girl.
In
she
the
wasn't
morning?
Eating.
Yeah. Like, if you wake up in the morning and you're like, whoa.
Oh, how much would you eat lox 5 hours ago and then you've just been smoking Benson and Hedges since then?
Were you sucking on onions the whole night when you were sleeping?
Just like, garlic bagels and nothing else? What have you been eating?
Or like me with garlic.
Yeah, well,
if
that wouldn't
Greek
be your breath.
Food.
It would be, what's that smell from around the corner of garlic?
If I eat Greek food, I just ooze garlic.
Yeah, it's, you gotta.
So I gotta not eat Greek food.
We bought a tent for me to sleep in outside just in case I clear out.
I feel like it's warmer when I eat because I've got this cloud.
Yeah. Well, also, you have a lot more room. People give you a wide berth.
Oh, I love it. Maybe I should eat it more often. You're right. Thank you. So she goes to go to the bathroom, and she watches Jesse Bradford embarrass himself playing guitar.
Yeah, he's flopping around.
He's flopping around. Doesn't
quasi-rock star bullshit.
We get it. Your parents have money.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. Anyway, I remember sleeping over at people's houses because, like, she crawls in bed with Eliza Dushku, and I was like, ugh.
Remember those days?
Hated.
That's the worst.
Sleeping over at other people's house. I'm like, is there like a...
I'll just sleep on the floor.
Is there a couch, a floor, anything?
I'm a floor guy. I'm right on the floor. I don't give a shit. I need some space. Is this, by the way, when they were over at Dushku's house?
Yeah.
And they're outside, and they're like, what do we do? It's just so, we don't know what to do. Oh, okay.
When she wakes up in the morning and Kirsten Dunst calls her boyfriend and she's having a very loud conversation on her home phone,
on
Eliza Dushku's home phone.
Long distance she's calling, which used to be a thing.
No, because he's only a couple hours away.
That's long distance. Anything outside of the city is going to be long distance then.
Rude.
This
okay,
is
so
long
she's
fucking
she's
distance.
Talking super loud, just helping herself to
the long distance
the
plan.
The long distance plan. And then
the
she's,
morning quiet.
Yeah. And fucking Eliza Dushku is sleeping.
Yeah, she like opens her eyes like, what the fuck's going on?
Why are
on?
You talking so loud?
Why are you screaming in my bedroom?
And pacing in my bedroom.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's a mansion.
It's a
with
huge
a
house.
Huge outdoor
Get out
space.
Of my room.
Yeah, go outside. I'm sure she had like a balcony or a deck or something. That place was ridiculous.
Even Sandra Bullock in The Proposal went outside.
And they weren't even together. She
and
was
a hawk
saying,
stole her phone.
Oh, God. She's stolen by an eagle.
Okay. So, her boyfriend says to hire this professional choreographer for a new routine because she's like, we can't fucking do. These people are going to go to regionals. We can't. We got caught doing their fucking routines. They came and embarrassed me on my turf. I'm not going to fucking stand for this. So I want to win on our own merits.
I want to throw down.
I want to throw down. I'm ready to fucking go. Like, we're good. We don't need to steal people's routines.
Yeah.
And so he gives her the phone number for some choreographer. And they need to get $2,000.
$2,000. Meanwhile, these are all a bunch of rich kids that they could easily.
They ask the one girl who everybody calls fat for some reason. I'm like, she's hot as fuck.
Yeah, she's. That's $2,000. $2,000, as skinny as possible, was considered that. That's good. That's hot. Yeah. Whereas that body that girl had is what every girl wants.
Yeah,
now.
That's true.
And what every guy's always wanted a girl to
they
look
get,
like.
They get $500 from her dad. And then they're like, well, we need to have a car wash. It's like, no, bitch.
Yeah.
Go get your parents' money.
And then they show this montage of this car wash in like home video style. They're in tiny bikinis.
It's like girls
rubbing their
wild.
Tits on the fucking windows of the cars and splashing water. Any one of those girls' fathers would have wrote a fucking $2,000 check, wrote that thing so fucking fast if she said that. The alternative is me and my friends are going to dress up in bikinis and have people throw soapy water on us while we rub our tits all over people's windshields. They would have gone, I'll give you $20,000. Never do that again. None of you. This is for the next 10 years of this program. Never do it.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So Jesse Bradford is here to check out Kirsten Dunst, and I think she seems like she's into it.
Yeah.
She's into it that he's...
Yeah. She likes him, clearly. Yeah. She stared at him do his guitar solo.
So now this is where you and I asked if Jesse Bradford was the senior and Eliza Dushku is the junior. We were like,
what's happening?
How old is he?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Does he drive in this movie?
Yeah, he drives.
He drives. You're right. Yeah, okay, he drives. That's one of the mysteries of this movie is the age gap, how long it takes place
His
for.
His character felt like it was supposed to be like Paul Rudd's character.
Oh, absolutely.
From
Clueless.
That was a little nod to Paul Rudd, right?
It was 100% Clueless. She comes over, cheerleader chick, like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I don't know, man. I just want to listen to some punk rock and like, you know, read a fucking book at the cheerleading. You know,
do you know anything about Nietzsche?
It was a total nod to that, I thought, except less creepy because they're not fucking related.
They're not step siblings.
They're not in any fashion related.
Well, we don't know. We didn't get that far in the movie.
You know what? They might be because I don't think they explained a lot.
They don't explain a lot.
My other problem with this movie is in the cheer sections when they're doing their cheer stuff. And I have this problem with a lot of things. I don't know anything about cheering. So I don't know if what they're doing is good
or
bad. And it seems like I should know what they're doing because at the end they'll be like, oh, that wasn't good. And I'm like, it wasn't? Like, okay, I don't fucking know.
Well, seeing as how this is a motion picture and you're watching this, assume that it's good. Otherwise, why would you make a movie about a bad cheerleading?
Well, sometimes like someone's not doing well, and you're supposed to know that. You know what I mean? Like, I never can tell with it because I'm like, is this good? Is this top tier? Is this good enough to compete, or is it not? I don't fucking know.
Is this competitive?
Yeah, mainly with the choreographer. Yeah. He's doing his thing, and I'm like, this looks stupid, but is this a really great routine? Yeah. I don't fucking know.
This guy, the Spirit Fingers guy, is so mean.
Yeah,
he's so mean, telling them that they need to lose a lot of weight, and he's insulting cheerleading, and
he's League of Their Owning them, basically.
Yes, here
he's going down the line, going, eyebrows, there should be two of them. He's doing that sort of thing.
That's also
them.
Miss Congeniality.
Which also bites from League of Their Own.
So anyway, he says that what you're doing is like a tiny subset of dancing. And this is they do the whole thing that you need to do this, and maybe you should stop eating entirely, because then that way your body will start to eat your ass.
Yeah, your ass will catch up to the rest of your body. Makes mm-hmm. a lot of your ass's fat jokes to this yeah. poor girl. And I was like, Jesus. Imagine any adult badgering some teenage girl about their weight like that nowadays. Even as a joke, that fucking girl would kill herself, like, for real. Imagine, that would be terrible.
Can you imagine if anybody said that to me?
Or anybody. That's nuts.
Well, I would climb him.
Fuck themselves. Yeah, but I mean, it was just like, wow, that girl is like, she could, I don't know what her psyche, yeah. what the psyche of any teenager, you know, who knows?
Let me at him. I'll fuck you up.
Yeah, maybe every day all she thinks about is that her ass isn't perfect or something.
Let me tell you something right now, sir. My fat ass will squish you then, because I'm going to fuck you up.
How many? He makes a lot of fat ass comments.
Tons of fat ass comments. So these are not spirit fingers. These are spirit fingers. Mm-hmm. That's that line. And, Kirsten Dunst is soulfully sitting on the swing in Jesse Bradford and Eliza Dushku's backyard.
Oh, God. This is what I'm talking
about.
This
is the part of the movie where I thought to myself, is Jesse Bradford a real character? Like, does anybody else see him except for Kirsten Dunst?
Is she having a snuffleupagus experience with him?
Yeah, and then Eliza Dushku, and she interacts with him, but nobody else.
Maybe Eliza Dushku's...
That's a
Eliza Dushku. Maybe she's just sharing her imaginary friend with Kirsten Dunst. Is that what you're saying?
So I know that Courtney and Whitney were like, you're eye fucking that guy. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, that's not cool to do to Aaron. Fuck Aaron. But anyway, but like, they didn't mention which guy. So
no,
I'm like,
that
this
guy.
Jesse Bradford, he must be a figment of somebody's imagination.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Because nobody else.
Doubt that.
Like, he just, like, drives a car to the car wash. It's completely muddy. Like, he's just, like, a really weird character that always shows up with the right thing.
Either that or he has a dead girl in his trunk or something weird.
Probably has a dead girl in the trunk.
But when they're sitting out there in the backyard, to explain this backyard, it's this big, like, it's got a pool and this big expansive green area.
And a great view of the whole valley.
Yeah, they're clearly on top of a mountain. Like, it drops off after that. Mm-hmm. They're in the hills here where it's clearly... Basically, this is heaven. They're like, they don't have any problems. No. Whatever their problems are with, my cheer routine. Look where you are.
Yeah.
You're all fucking millionaires. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit about your fucking cheerleading routine?
So Jesse Bradford is pushing her on the swing, and he's taking some liberties. He's like in her ear about stuff.
Put a finger. There was some digital penetration
sure.
No, they didn't. There was no sound effects, so how are we to know? But it's possible.
There was mournful music over it.
That's true.
Soulful violent. No, so she's like lamenting about like what a rough life I currently have.
Oh, it's terrible. I'm young and blonde and rich and fucking, you know,
privileged.
And the captain of the cheer squad. It's tough out there.
We have to figure out an original cheer routine. And we just paid this person $2,000 to come up with this. And I hope everything turns out okay. And Jesse Bradford's like, so punk rock.
Yes.
Okay. But he's like.
He goes, why don't you just quit?
He's like, if you love it, like, you should do it.
He's like, if you don't like it, why don't you just quit then? She's like, I didn't say I didn't like it. He's like, well, then I guess you should just do it then, right?
Yeah. You should believe in yourself.
Believe in the power of Hulkamania.
Yeah,
and then he shoved her, and she
flew off the swing.
That's what happened.
Ow! My leg is broken.
Oh my god!
No!
Oh no!
So this this moment confused me.
Which one?
That's why I felt like Jesse Bradford was a figment.
Because
he saying exactly what she needed to hear.
Yeah.
He's like, why don't you quit? I can't quit.
It was,
like, he's like the weird voice that you have in your head where you're like, well, I can't nap right now because then I have to do this. And like when you're feeling real sorry for yourself.
Yeah, I have to go to bed early tonight. I'm never going to get to sleep.
Yeah. This is going to be terrible and I hate my life. But like then you start to talk yourself down because you're like, okay, bitch, I hear it. You're crazy. Like, let's get it together.
Chill
here.
Out.
Yeah. You're an adult.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck you and your dumb brain.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we're at regionals now. Eliza Dushku is taking it all in. So we're getting a big, you know, a montage of what goes on where you're checking in. People are getting their bracelets. You know,
it's very much like Best in Show.
Yeah, they're all being a bunch of show ponies. They're spraying each other's spanks so that they stick to your butt.
Yeah.
They're spraying your hair in place so that not a thing goes out of
kinda
place.
Kind of like Drop Dead Gorgeous, too.
Yes, yeah.
Which...
And then also the one team that is praying.
Yeah, a couple of these
that
were like
shit is
Christian
crazy.
Schools. They had sleeves and shit.
Yeah, because you can't show your shoulders or your arms, but you can show your butt.
You can totally show your crotch. That's fine.
Okay. When I was in rowing and the other boat would like pray.
Do you have cheerleaders?
No, the other boat would pray. They would like all like turn around and they would like pray. And then they would go like, amen. Like
oh,
it was super
aggressively.
Like, oh, yeah, like they would be like, amen. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, boy.
Does anybody want to do that in our boat? Anyway.
We need a word to everyone, we need a word to scream. Just pick a what's an intimidating word we can scream that people will be afraid of. Is that possible?
Yeah, it was. Let's Anyway, so you hear one of the cheers, they're going through it. They're doing like an ESPN, like, you know.
A lot of tough competition out there. These cheerleaders are in it to win
in
it. That's right, John.
Like,
you know, like they
very
do.
Much commentating.
And then over in the background, you hear, U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. And I'm like, damn, like that cheer was so mean.
Someone's busting out the like 1983.
M-A-M-A, that's the way you got that way, yo mama. I was like, damn, this shit's awful. I love it.
I've seen it like 3 o'clock in the morning, like 20 years ago. They had the, you know, whatever cheerleading regionals on in like ESPN 7.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a lot of movement. There's just people fly. But the announcers are actually like that. They're really, usually there's like a color woman who's like, who knows everything. And she's like naming off the names of the moves. And then there's a guy like, oh, tremendous. He's just like the
look at her fly.
Yeah.
And
he's then the local girl's broadcaster
like,
guy.
Beautiful, John. Yeah. Beautiful.
She's going to describe everything they do. And she goes, oh, just tremendous athletes out there. He'll just say that. And then she'll say what's happening.
Like the Fred Willard.
Yeah, he's pretty much. Except,
how does she think I can bench press?
Except putting less effort into it.
You even get a glimpse of like the crazy cheerleading moms with like your head was down when that move.
You didn't
was,
see that move.
How could you not see that move?
How could you judge that move if you didn't see it? I don't understand.
Clovers are here. They're crushing it. They've got a great routine.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Toros are being interviewed because they're the ones to watch. They've won 5 years in a row. Also, 5 years in a row and they haven't been caught for stealing.
Yeah, well, that
I guess maybe East, the districts, because like East Compton's a couple hours away.
And they never got to go to the competitions before,
that's
so
true.
It's in there a couple hours away.
It only took Eliza Dushku to point it out.
It's a comic going.
Thank you, Eliza Dushku.
Stealing jokes, man.
This is the confusing part of the movie where James and I felt like we did not know who to root for.
Well, the script sets it up in a weird way. Normally the script will set out you to root for the protagonist, in this case supposed to be Kirsten Dunst. She's the person who we woke up with in the morning and all that, so the movie set it up as she's the protagonist. But then you have this other school who's been
these people who've been wronged.
They've been wronged for the last 5 years. They've had their shit stolen.
Well,
that someone
at least
else
5 years,
at least 5 years, they've had their shit stolen and had someone else take it and become champions with it, which would embitter anybody. If I saw somebody, you know, if I just turned on a fucking Netflix special that was like trending and doing really well and I looked at it and it was my fucking act, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be losing my fucking mind.
I know.
So that happens. I mean, that's so you want to root for them. You want them to get their right, you know.
You want to get their due.
Their just due. And then you're like, well, they're assholes. How am I going to root for them?
Also wanted,
you also want Kirsten Dunst to, I guess, accomplish her goal because they've put it
and
up for you.
Because you want to believe in her because she says, I'm going to do a routine. Like, that's not right. We should be original. And they're really good. And I want to put my skills and our talent up against their skills and their talent and then to have a fair fight. Like, so she's at least doing the right thing.
But it makes for a very
lackluster
final scene because you don't know. You're just watching it. You have no. You're not. There's no way to actively participate by rooting because you're like, I don't know. I mean, I want the other team to do well.
Like
and they
the
should
finals
win.
Were so anticlimactic. Like the regionals to the finals were so anticlimactic. It was like bing bang boo, yay, they won. This person didn't. It's like
there should have been another routine, right? And not that I want to see another routine, but I feel like in the rhythm of the movie, it was like they each did a routine and then
so
they were like,
close.
We have our top five up here. And I was like, oh, the top five are now going
to
have a cheer off. And then they're like, you know, let's do the winners. And I was like, already? They did one fucking thing.
I felt like they should have had the top five. And then they said, like, it was really close to do one and two.
Yeah.
And anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, we are.
So they're
very much
Kirsten Dunst is getting interviewed by somebody and they hear the opening to the music of the routine that they're going to do. And that's another squad doing it.
In
so
the
they're
background.
Like, fuck.
Yeah.
So now they're up next.
That's happening in the background.
Yeah.
I was helping.
Yeah, James was setting up the scene. But now the Toros are next. And they're like, oh, fuck, we have to do the exact same routine. Like, we have no option. Yeah. It's like, we're up like, next.
You're 5 minutes from Carney Meat Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they, now they look like total hacks.
The whole crowd's the Clovers, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck? And then the Clovers are like, wow, okay, so at least when they stole our stuff, it was good.
Yeah, this is cheesy, and they stole it, and it's back to back. So they're doing the routine to complete silence, and everybody just with their jaws open.
Yeah.
And they look miserable
doing
it.
Big Red is there, and she's disgusted. Meanwhile, no, ma'am, like, you fucking stole those. Like, this is your fault.
Not to mention, you're in college. What the fuck do you care about this for? Go have a life in college. What are you doing?
So the cheer, the director of ceremonies or whatever the fuck this guy does.
He's the head of the cheerleading body or some shit.
That this Spirit Fingers guy sold the same routine to 6 squads and that they all can still go to nationals because nothing like this has ever happened before.
It's not against the rules technically, he says. It's just frowned upon.
Yeah, he's like, it's just frowned upon. So, great. That's good. That's good that they still got to go to nationals.
Because they're returning champions, it's an automatic bid to nationals.
But that was also weird to me because there was really no, like, there was no tension at finals.
No.
That was the only tension, was that they...
No tension.
Because, like, obviously...
And you...
I don't know. It's just weird because there was nothing...
No.
Like, I wasn't worried for them ever.
No, and then East Compton shows up, and they're going to be good because you've seen them a few times, and they're really good. And then they're really good, and you're like, yeah, they were really fucking good.
Yeah, so
and
to
it's
me,
like, where's the tension? Like, nobody fucked up. Or,
when I watch this scene, and they're like, okay, yeah, cool. So the Toros, you guys aren't going to national, sorry, because you use the same routine as other people. I was like, no, that's fine.
Eat
like,
dicks, Toros.
Go see if the Clovers do well. Like, you know, whatever.
Now Kirsten Dunst can keep her journey going, but it's not the whole cheerleading squad because why are we rooting for any of those people anyway? Besides Eliza Dushku, they're all assholes. So
yeah, they're like, it's fine. We want to win.
Yeah.
So let's just do the same stolen routines.
Especially the blonde one and the other one with the little sister. Like
Whitney and Courtney.
Fucking
they're
horrible
awful.
People. They're saying awful shit to everybody.
So
that's the Rodney Dangerfield bear.
Aaron, the boyfriend, tells Kirsten Dunst that she should just give up being captain. You need to. He's like, you know, honey, maybe you know.
Do what you do best.
You cheer. You cheer.
Maybe
you're just not
Kirsten Dunst.
Maybe
cheer
you're just
your
not good
out.
Enough to be captain. Type of thing.
It's just not right for you. It's not that you're not good enough. It's just.
By the way,
what do you need that for?
Jesse Bradford would never.
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
He'd be like, you're going to be the best captain.
You're the captain.
You are the captain.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go sulk over here.
Aaron drops off Kirsten Dunst, and Jesse Bradford is sitting there with flowers and an 8-track tape. And he's
it's
like,
a cassette tape. It's not an 8-track.
What was it? Was
it's
it a cassette.
Cassette. It's a regular cassette.
Why did it look like an 8-track?
It's an 8-track's huge. It wouldn't.
That's true.
No, it wasn't a regular
No, he
tape.
Gave her a cassette. Sorry, why did I say 8-track?
It's 2000, not 74.
Anyway, well, I don't know. He's edgy.
Here's an 8-track. She'd be like, great, now I got
to
go scour
this.
The
yeah.
fucking, you know, antique stores
she,
for an 8-track
he gives
player.
Her a cassette tape. And she's like, wait, come back. Like, you know, because she's upset because she's been flirting with him. And
she
didn't
out.
Come clean. And she didn't say, I have a boyfriend. Like, you know,
he
they're
saw
just
her
flirting.
Kiss her, yeah.
And so this is on her now. She's got to deal with the consequences of her own actions. She
wants some, get some.
Want some, get some. Bad enough, take some. And that's what you did, ma'am, is that you gave Sparky some money. And you got a stolen routine.
That's right. God damn it.
Anywho's. So she is crying extra because Jesse Bradford is super sweet. And he actually wrote like a punk rock song for Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. He comes in with not. I thought this was a mixtape. And then you hear his voice in the beginning. I was like, oh, my God, is he doing like a is he going to be like. I thought he was going to be like the DJ of the mixtape, like up next, and then tell you the next song.
I hate your cheering squad, but I love your pom-poms. I feed you bonbons all night.
That's pretty much what the song is. I thought it was going to be like fucking, you know, and up next, the Foo Fighters.
At least it's funny.
Yeah.
At least he's being true to himself.
He's being, he's being silly. He's not like, okay, here's the greatest song ever, which is helpful.
Yeah. I've been working on this for like 6 months yeah. and you inspired me.
Because I hate yeah. when they do that in a movie, because in a movie, you can't just write a good song that the characters, you know yeah. how hard it is? People try to write good songs all the time and the hit songs are few and far between. Yeah. So to say this is a good song, you just have to have the characters go, this is a good song. And yeah. then you go, oh, I guess that's good.
So we're back at cheerleading meeting the next day, and Whitney and Courtney said, Aaron called us last night. He says, you're going to turn the squad over to us. Like, so we're just going to forego nationals. Like, just don't even worry about it, everybody.
Fuck it.
Like, fuck it.
Fuck nationals.
Let's just, you know, and then we'll just go back to the same stolen routines as usual.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll hope that the Clovers don't do well at nationals.
Yeah.
So,
know, we'll root against them, and that'll be
that. And then
what they said, pretty much.
Kirsten Dunst comes in, and she's like, we're going to make a new routine. It's going to be fresh. You're all going to learn it in 3 weeks. She's so inspiring. This is like Churchill. Like, oh my yeah. God, really just gearing us up, ready to go.
Absolutely.
And
yeah, she's jacked. She's like, no more fingering the blonde girl.
Yeah.
She's really laying down the law now.
So Kirsten Dunst gets upset, and she goes to, because she's got a newfound, she's finding herself. She's taking dance classes.
She's got assertiveness.
They're doing, you know, martial arts, and they're doing miming, like they're learning all different forms of
dance.
And Kirsten Dunst goes to Aaron's college and confronts him in his dorm. And she says, you didn't even believe in me. I, you know,
you
how
don't
dare
believe
you?
Me, bitch.
So it's over. Your ass is dumped. You're just not boyfriend material.
Yeah.
And
there's some chick putting her pants on behind
yeah,
him.
Yeah, because he's been cheating on her this whole time.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the girl's like, you're a cheerleader?
Yeah, you're
I was
a
like,
cheerleader.
What do you do, ma'am?
Yeah. It's like, you just banged him. What do you care?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What like, do you care? Oh, all of a sudden you have standards?
Yeah. If he was any good at it, she'd
the
be like,
the cheerleader part's the worst part. Not that,
yeah.
like, oh, you had a girlfriend? Like,
yeah, that would be, yeah, you're
the,
a cheerleader.
You're a cheerleader?
Yeah.
Like, no, I would be like, oh, dude, you had a girlfriend? Fuck you.
Yeah,
like,
you're a dickhole.
You're disgusting.
But no. She's throwing down now, though. She's getting ready to fight Kirsten
So
Dunst.
She is pissed because the Clovers, they're all at the gym working. They're all gym working out. And Eliza Dushku comes in, and she's like, on the internet, the Clovers aren't in, are they're not going to nationals because they weren't.
Yeah, I looked it up on the internet.
They couldn't get enough money.
To travel because it's
travel.
In Florida.
Yeah,
it's across the country, for Christ's sake.
So Kirsten Dunst is talking to her dad about, you know, that his business should sponsor the Clovers because they're the first inner city squad that can go, and they can't go because they can't afford it, and it's not fair, and
yeah.
they do the right thing. And so the dad's like, oh,
he's such a drip.
Yeah.
He's like,
what happened to me? My daughter just spoke to me like that.
He goes, oh, I mean, I don't know if the company will go for it. I mean, my company, people come to us.
Do the right thing, Dad.
He's such a drip. And it's like, you're so rich. How did you make money?
Yeah.
If you're this much of a fucking drip, I don't understand it.
So
assert yourself, asshole.
Kirsten Dunst goes to the East Compton school, and she sees Gabrielle Union and the girls, and they are writing a letter to Pauletta.
It seems like low rent Oprah would
like
be the best
news,
way.
Like a local news.
Yeah, like a
not
local,
local news. Local like a local
Oprah.
Talk show host.
Yeah.
And
a
they
Oprah.
Ask her to make a like make a wish happen for them, and that they, you know, that the Pauletta show will sponsor them to go to nationals in Florida.
Yeah.
So Kirsten Dunst shows up, and she's like, hey, listen, I got my dad's company to sponsor you guys. So understandably, Gabrielle Union is a little
like,
bit skeptical about this, but
Well, she's got a smug, Kirsten Dunst has a real smug look on her face with the check. She's like, so check it out. Like, aren't I fucking awesome? Like,
Yeah,
it's nice, but she's not. She's presenting it in a way like, you know, like she's atop a parade in a third world country throwing
it.
Candy to the children. And they're like, oh, please, a piece of candy. That's what she likes.
Thank
like,
you. Thank you, Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. I don't know.
It really just, appreciate you.
Came across kind of snotty. Well, she could have taken her aside and been like, look, I'd pull, you know, there's a better way to do it than that. Like, boom.
You deserve
you
to go. Like,
yeah.
Thanks
no problem
to me.
For me.
Yeah.
The money's easy for me to come by. So let me just.
I convinced my dad for you.
Yeah. No worries.
So Gabrielle Union rips up the check, and Kirsten Dunst end up going to confront Jesse Bradford at school. And she says, hey, look, I broke up with Aaron because he didn't believe it. You know, he just drove me home because I had a bad day.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you just like completely did not tell Jesse that you had a whole boyfriend.
You left an entire person out, which is tough. That's a lot.
So she's like, he didn't believe in me. You did. You believed in me. Such an embarrassing moment in the halls of high school.
That was hilarious. She's like yelling it as he's walking.
You believed in me.
Everyone's like,
hey, lady, nobody cares.
Kay Dunst has lost her fucking mind.
Yeah.
The other thing I don't understand is Dushku presumably knows that Kirsten Dunst.
Dushkumably.
Probably knows that Kirsten Dunst has a boyfriend.
Well, because she's told her that she has a boyfriend. Because she's like, are you into my brother? And she was like, I have a boyfriend.
So why wouldn't Dushku ever tell her brother, like, hey, you're barking up the wrong tree. She's got a boyfriend. He acts like
the love is undeniable.
It
or
hits him like a meteor, though, like it dropped from the sky. Well, a boyfriend. I never would have thought you had a boyfriend. Fucking come on, Dushku. Help him out.
Cheerleaders don't have boyfriends.
Cheerleaders don't. They're married to the cheer.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
He's so bewitched.
Bewildered.
And bothered.
Yeah, he is very much so.
Anyway, so we watch the Wish Day on the Pauletta show. She reads the letter on TV. She's going to give them the money, the Clovers, the money to go. And now we are at Nationals, where the announcer says, when I was in high school, you couldn't pay a cheerleader to talk to me. But now I'm surrounded by him.
I'm surrounded by him. He's like a 50-year-old man. You're like,
as shit, sir.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. Yuck.
Nowadays, they would immediately take him off television.
Okay,
he would be fine.
Grandpa, the next line, it would be somebody else. Sorry about that. Jack had explosive diarrhea. Welcome to the cheerleading championships.
He'd be like, now I'm surrounded by him. Anyway, and then there'd be like a voice of, oh boy, we're real excited today. And somebody would be an instant replacement as they pulled him off from the sponsors were dropping and everything.
Unfortunately, Jack had explosive diarrhea. Yeah. We hope he gets better soon.
At least, he does have diarrhea, but he is not a pedophile. Yeah. So that's much better.
Like Frank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Always Sunny.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like kids. I don't like kids. Something like
that. Gotta be big.
Yeah, you gotta be big, you know, bigger than me. Something like that, you know. You know how to do it. Yeah, that's amazing.
So we don't even know what this routine is going to look like for the Toros. We have no idea. Because they've been practicing a bunch of stuff.
Oh, from movies and all
this
weird
shit. And
they've
almost been having like, you know, like in No Holds Barred where Hulk Hogan does no training. It's just mostly mental training.
He's getting ready mentally.
We're seeing their dancing as well as their mental training.
It's a mental preparation. Yeah. How many montages are in this movie?
A lot.
At least a dozen montages.
Okay, so Kirsten Dunst goes up to the Clovers at Nationals, and she's like, hey, just to let you know, there's a zero tolerance on the mat, so don't go outside the lines, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's telling them, like, listen, your shit could be tight. Just make sure that you keep it tight.
Yeah.
So Gabrielle Union's like, okay, I'll tell them. So then she says, tell your girl she's a half second late on this. And she's like, okay, I'll tell them. So there's an understanding.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst and Gabrielle Union have a thing.
There's a respect and understanding captain between these two. Mm. Like, Gabrielle Union's like, look, I know that your shit... Your team was out to get us before, but I see that you're trying to correct it.
They're connecting on a friendly level as far as mutual respect, I guess you could say.
And I wrote here that if I was in this cheerleading squad, for all of the Secret Santa gifts that I get, I would get one for Jan, the one guy, and I would be like, this covers me for 1 year. I appreciate you not slipping a digit.
Please.
Thank you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. There you go.
This covers me for the year.
This is good, right?
I appreciate you not doing that.
Thank you so much. Here's your iTunes gift card back then or whatever the fuck.
Ooh, yeah. Do you remember those?
2000 is probably a little early for an iTunes gift card even.
Then we're watching all the performances of the finals. And by the way, the judges are never like this. They're not dancing. They're ho, 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 yeah, look at that move.
The one guy in the middle is like,
like he's never seen cheerleading before.
Jesus, they did a flip. Like he's like, oh my, it's never been done. It's wild.
Did you see that choreography? Like I'm sure it's impressive, but it can't be like, it's not going to be mind-blowing. It's cheerleading.
That's what I mean. You've seen it before. Yeah. If you're judging a cheerleading competition.
Nationals.
Presumably, you've seen a lot of cheer.
Yeah. If you're judging nationals, you've seen tons of cheer.
So much.
Have you ever seen a judge on Best in Show get excited about a dog?
Never.
Look at this dog.
Oh, look at the balls on this dog. Yeah. Holy
wow.
shit. What a real, look, it's gorgeous. Let me pet you, please. Give me some belly. You never hear that.
Yeah.
They just look at
this
guy.
I just want him to shake my hand all
night.
Come
on. They just look him over and move him on. That's it.
So it's finals time and...
Yeah.
This is where James asked me what the judge's criteria was for this.
I'm very curious, okay? Because, listen, I would have a few different ones. Now, I don't know exactly, but I would have, okay, I would have, like, creativity, originality of routine, execution, like, technical level of difficulty, if you know, because the one, the East Compton, they were shooting the girl up like a missile 30 feet in the air. That's pretty difficult. And she's doing flips and shit. You know, you count that in. Then I would have another category that... Let's face it, and now you could say what you want. Obviously, cheer is its own thing.
Oh, God.
But cheerleading itself, the point of it is to inspire victory in the team. So when they're flipping around and doing tumbling moves and all this crazy shit, is this inspiring victory? I don't hear any go anybody or anything like that. All I see is tumbling and a backflip. I don't know how a backflip, if you're on the field and you're in the depth of
battle. I feel
like it would
at the very least be distracting.
You look over and you'd be like, oh, our cheerleaders are just doing like an airplane spin and the one did a backflip and I think he just stuck his thumb up her fucking twat. I think that would be...
Or are the football players impressed because they're performing so poorly that they're like, thank God those guys are at least entertained.
They'd feel worse about themselves, which is also fine, but I'm just saying.
Inspiring a team?
Are you? What is your inspiration for victory? Is what I mean.
Yeah.
What's your inspiration level? Will you inspire victory with this routine? And if you are, I think that just gives you an extra there. Where I think the meat ranch and East Compton, while the routines score very highly in both other categories or all the other categories, didn't really inspire victory in me. I got to say, I don't know if I could run a 2-minute drill and march down the field after that.
Okay, so again, James, we are at nationals. We're in the finals.
Yeah,
the final round.
Yeah. Back to
resetting. Five
here.
Teams. Thank God.
The only show.
Jesse is at the finals.
Well, without him.
Everybody, like, their parents show up. The brother shows up. Jesse is there. Aaron is there.
They're all there.
Everybody is there.
Yeah.
Except for not Big Red.
She does not show up. Doesn't show her face because what are they going to show her? She would gloat at the end because they didn't win.
Yes.
So she'd be like, you fucked my shit up. Whereas they're supposed to be happy at the end when they don't win.
Yep.
This is a rocky ending.
Yeah.
This is a rocky ending where it's like, we went the distance, man. That was the hardest thing.
That
we didn't
was
even
the hardest
have a routine.
Thing.
Yeah.
So, everybody in the stands, this is like really crazy, like cheering levels. Like they are loving
with every move.
I've been to gymnastics meets on a lot of different levels, at the collegiate level and whatever. I've never seen maybe cheerleading is more exciting because at gymnastics, like, there's a lot of like fucking stellar routines and nobody is like cheerleading like it's WrestleMania.
Well, from what I think that you get like the come on fucking leg drop.
Yeah.
No, I think you get like while it's going on, you would get like the section with like the parents going, come on, yeah, you're doing great, Kayla, you know, whatever the fuck. But then at the end, everybody would cheer if it was spectacular or, you know, to the varying degree of its spectacularness, I would imagine. Other than that, I don't know. People aren't hanging on every cheerleading move like, it's not an and one fucking basketball tape where somebody does a move and dribbles around a guy and everyone goes, oh, shit. That's not what's going on here.
Yeah, this is whatever.
Yeah.
So now it's the awards time.
Yay. Oh, yeah. Top five on stage.
Number three is
some
this one
Christian
team.
School from Mississippi with sleeves on.
And then the second team, it's very difficult to choose, it's going to be the Toros, which means that the East Compton Clovers are going to be the new champions of the ESPN,
the cheer world,
the deuce
of the cheer nation. They're the that's it. They've done it.
I'm very happy for them. I feel nothing for the Toros.
No.
They seem to be, they were gracious in accepting second place, even though they shouldn't have been in second place because they stole somebody's routine.
I thought they were less than even that. I didn't think they were that good. They didn't stand out to me.
They were fine.
These Compton
they
ones.
They did what they could do.
They had some like height on some shit. Like they, like I said, they fired that one chick up. The backflips were pretty, like, I don't know shit about cheerleading, but as far as the athleticism and the routine like crispness went, seems like people were moving this way and that way, and they really had it laid out nicely. And I agreed with that judgment.
I agreed as well.
I know nothing about cheerleading.
So everybody is taking pictures of the new winners, the East Compton Clovers. Gabrielle Union stops in the middle of one of her photo opportunities and goes and says hi to
the Dunster.
And she is like, hey, listen, I appreciate that you brought it. I appreciate that you're, you know, not going to be stealing our shit anymore. I appreciate you as a captain. I respect you.
Appreciate you setting up a franchise that's going to make 14 straight to DVD movies. I appreciate it all.
I appreciate that you are going to be lining my pockets
for many years to come.
Thank you.
I'm going to meet Dwayne Wade because of this. Do you understand that?
Okay, but Kavya is my favorite baby ever.
That's a cute kid, but I don't. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. So grumpy. Okay. So Kirsten Dunst and Eliza Dushku have a weird moment where Eliza Dushku randomly made a spirit stick for Kirsten Dunst to be like, do you still believe in the curse?
Yeah, they needed to wrap up their friendship as well in
and
this
then
movie.
For some reason, Kirsten Dunst and Jesse Bradford kiss. No idea why
she
that needed to happen.
The way she's like standing there talking and she goes, come on. She like makes this weird face like she's going to start into a cheer routine, but like lassos him around the back of the head. I was like, what the fuck? It's the weirdest kiss I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I've never seen a teenage kiss start like that. It looks violent.
And then we have this ending bloopers montage of the Toros and the Clovers, and they are all dancing to, oh, Mickey, you so fine, you so fine. You blow my mind.
They cut between little groups of them doing choreographed shit to that to outtakes of them, Kirsten Dunst blowing lines mainly is what it is really, and then having like her hair be not in the right place and her go, oh my God, and then they start over.
Yeah, exactly.
The bloopers are not wonderful.
It's not that funny.
It's not that great.
But James.
What? Tell me.
I am an amateur movie reviewer.
Are you?
Okay. That's what I do.
Yeah, we seem to be doing that.
You are an amateur movie reviewer.
I would say so.
And amateur movie reviewers, are what we do is a tiny, pathetic subset.
That's true.
Of dancing.
It's true. Just a tiny, pathetic one.
And do you know what we'll attempt to transform our stiff robotic routines?
Tell me.
Into poetry?
Tell me.
Written with the human body?
I need to know.
Follow me to the Heigl-meter.
To the Heigl-meter?
Or perish. The Heigl-meter is our unit of measurement, the way that we rate our movies on a scale of 1 Heigl to 5 Heigls. 5 Heigls being the worst movie you've ever seen. 1 Heigl being not that bad.
Yes.
James.
You go first this time, please.
Me?
Yes.
Why?
Because I want you to go first. I don't know. I'm being polite.
I don't care.
Rules.
So what? I'm going
to
be polite.
Oh, all right. Whatever. I don't give a shit. I'll go first. Doesn't matter to me.
I was going
to
say, James, bring it on.
Okay.
What do you got? How many Heigls you giving
this?
Okay.
This movie was especially painful for me. It really was.
It was beautiful.
This is a bad one. This is what every guy thinks of if they think they would be like trapped with like a ghost with a bunch of chicks, you know, in quotes. This is what you would think it would be. Just like they're going back and forth and bitching at each other and you'd be like, oh my God, your head goes, they're rhyming constantly.
Yeah.
A lot of cheerleading. It's a fucking nightmare, this movie. I would say anyone who makes it through it deserves the same prize that the winning cheer team gets. 20,000 Heigls.
Wow.
20,000 Heigls is your reward for winning the lottery of having to sit through this fucking movie
and
listen to all the rhyming. Extra Heigl credit if you've seen any of the other ones, because I know there's 50 of them.
Bring it on, All or Nothing. Bring it on again.
Bring it on up your ass. Bring it on, you know.
Bring it on and keep bringing it.
Bring it on, keep bringing it, and bring it on. Shit, I thought I brought it. Hold on, I forgot it. That's another one. That's the later one, though. They ran out of titles. They really
bring it on. What did I walk in this room for? Yeah.
Bring it on. What did I look in the fridge for now? Bring it on.
What was I going to do today?
Bring it on. Who put the ketchup back here? It's a different thing.
Bring it on. Did you put the cheese away?
Yes. Is it melting? Okay.
Oh, fuck. We left it on the counter.
What about you? I need to hear your opinion on this. Because I know you sort of liked this movie.
I love this movie.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
I give this movie zero spirit heigels.
Zero?
I love
wow.
this movie. It's great.
Whoa.
It's fucking hilarious.
What a winner.
It's trashy, but...
That's true.
I get mad every time that the gals, the Toros, stole the routines.
Yes, obviously.
So that's obviously that's not cool.
Some hacky shit.
That's
nobody
some
likes
hacky
that.
Shit. Nobody likes that, but... Some of the, like, it's kind of like, what's it called, level? Legally Blonde level with, like, the quotability on something.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
So, with me, it's a trashy movie. It can be on in the background.
Yeah.
I still get mad every time that they steal the routines. I'm still upset with Jesse Bradford's existence. It's always the same experience for me.
Okay.
So, it's good.
I guess I liken this, like, I feel like it could have been, if they wanted it to, it could have had the tone of, like, a Drop Dead Gorgeous, or even,
yes.
like, a Saved,
yeah.
which is a fucking great movie, you know what I mean? But it had, like, it doesn't look like it from the outside, and then you watch and you go, oh, this movie totally gets everything, and it's really funny. But it doesn't do that. And
no,
it really
not at all.
Dives in with its cheesiness. So there it is. Holy shit, everybody.
There it is, everyone. That was the most amazing time. That was
that was a rough
on.
One.
That was a rough one. One.
That was a rough, but at least it was short. It was mercifully short, under an hour 40.
It was very mercifully short.
Not
so
bad.
We have, since we haven't been with you guys in a while, we have a lot of people that we have on Patreon.
Please tell
we're
going to
be talking
them.
About 90 Day Fiancé. We've been watching The Single Life. We've been watching Happily
wait.
Ever After. We watched season 8.
We're
so we've
talk
got
about
a lot
it.
Of shit that we've got to talk about.
We're going to mold it all into one big ball of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Of the last
so
kind of two
got
seasons.
Some, we've got some great people that have been hanging out with us. And hopefully have
Who
been
are
enjoying
they
have hopefully been enjoying the back catalog of Make Your Own Rom-Com and Plotsy and
I hope so.
And the other things. So we've got hello Nick Porter,
hello.
Nick Bodner, Carrie Meager, Rachel Elke, Ryan Harold.
Nice.
Hang on.
Oh, you're looking for more.
Jasmine Monreal.
Well then, fancy.
Rachel Polis, Amy Kazier, Holiday Jeremiahson, Matt Stupp. Garrett Leno, Brennan, no last name, Sarah Wright, Felicia Falso. Ooh, I like that name.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Everyone's one that flows off the tongue correctly. And you're like, hey.
Felicia Falso.
It's a Falso.
Jacqueline D, Tess Devine, Melanie Curtis, Sarah Rachel,
okay.
Pablo Diablo. That's a fun one.
That's nice.
Kelly C, John Cornea, Lydia Plant, Mary Jane Marr, Beth Nisanger, Clara Zuthin, Joe Losey, Min Doe, Eric Avenger, Shelley Warners, Michelle Maestas. I thought it was going to be mixed us and I got really excited. Not that I'm not excited about you,
no, we're
Michelle.
Very excited about
I'm
you.
Excited about you
Thank
as well,
you.
But I know someone named Michelle Maestas.
Michelle is the best, just in case they think we're insulting
Michelle
them.
Is the best.
Thank you, Michelle.
It's more fun when you do the deep opera
Thank
voice.
Thank you.
Carly Nicholson, Sarah Kay, Tabor DeRoyne. Stephanie Hawk, that's a great name.
Yeah, it is.
Awkward Duck Sauce, Jordan Johnson, Elvia Castaneda, Elizabeth Cieslick, April Washington, Luke Vickers, Aaron Salisbury, April Ashley Vio Duty, of
hey.
Course. You guys are
like
all
her.
Really great.
Yes, thank you so much for what you do for us, and we really appreciate it. And,
somebody made me...
We promised to buckle down here.
Yes. And, so sorry about that. Honestly, we had to do a lot of like home renovation stuff.
That's the thing.
In order
we had
accommodate Jimmy Wisman coming out here.
We've been having to between studios and some renovation. We had a lot to going on around here.
Yeah.
When there was some construction happening and all sorts of shit to make the bi-coastal studio thing a little easier. So we've done all of that and it's been good shit.
Also, I have to probably see if I can post this. I'll ask somebody named Roman emailed us and they actually made
yes.
the Twilight Wedding Crohn's commercial.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's fucking fantastic.
James,
it's
did
really
you
well
see
done.
We did. We watched that.
Yeah, it's
the,
well
the,
done as shit.
The podcaster,
it's really funny.
No, no, the podcaster Crohn's commercial where the girl is a podcaster and then her Crohn's
yes.
is interrupting her so she can't host her podcast without shitting her
pants. Yeah, because then there's the other one where the girl's a singer and she can't ever, the whole band has to wait for her while she shits.
High risk performance things.
Yeah.
You know, Crohn's really gets in the way of it.
Do you need to take an artistic shit?
Yeah.
Sorry.
An artistic shit. Okay. So, Roman, I'm going to email you and I'm going to ask if it's okay if we post that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You guys, you'd like and, it, everybody out there.
It's, I seriously almost passed away. Like, I thought that was so funny. It lines up fucking perfectly.
Yes.
I cannot wait to show you that it lines up perfectly. And you guys all be good.
Yes, please.
And thank you so much for listening.
Don't yell at each other and make lesbian jokes at each other, please.
Yeah, don't
constantly.
Like be mean and like don't steal anybody's stuff. Just don't steal anything.
Also, don't forcefully, accidentally put your thumb in anybody. Also, yeah. That's the other thing.
And also, go heigle yourselves.
Go heigle yourselves, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.